Coach, thanks for joining me here in the post game. Well, first and foremost, congratulations. What a game. Back and forth for 2.5 quarters, and then you guys took charge final quarter and a half of that game.
I made some plays in late third quarter and early fourth, and kind of stretched it out and made some free throws at the end.
Yes, you did. Talk about the first half there. It seemed like they were substituting very liberally, did Collegiate. You knew going in they would, but it seemed like at a higher rate the last two nights, and it's kind of tough to, when you have that wave come in and out. Turnovers were a problem the first half. You guys really did a great job in that second half of making the big adjustments.
Yeah, I made a couple adjustments, and then I think the key to the lack of turnover in the second half was the defense, and when they couldn't score to set their press up, it sure made it a lot easier to get the ball in bounds.
Once again, Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Beavers, your 3A state champions for the fourth time in the last 5 years, 60-48. And you had some big players stepping up at big times. Brett Meyer, Trey O'Neill stepping up big tonight. Meyer 7-9 from the foul line. Trey O'Neill with some big threes. Dylan Hutchins stepped up with some two big threes there in that first half.
And Sloan, dominated the boards. And, Bo did a good job on the boards. Blocked some shots also. So, definitely a team effort. And you can't do it without the whole team. And the guys that did not get in the game, they did the stuff in the behind the scenes as far as trying to prepare us to play. So, it's a 12-man team.
The Collegiate, they had 11 players check in, 9 of them score in the game. And you hold Waddell, who had really had a heck of a tournament, averaging 16.5 points. You held him at 11. Cameron Christian had 10. And your defense, especially down the stretch, forcing some turnovers at crucial times in those last 2 minutes of the game, that was big. Your defense stepped up when they needed to the most.
Our guys can play some D when they want to. And, it took a little while, but, Collegiate's a very talented team, athletic as heck, and, got some shooters that, unfortunately for them, they didn't knock down the shots, fortunately for us. But, proud of our guys for sure. And, what an accomplishment for the seniors, to go out with the state championship after two, state runner-ups in basketball and football. So, that was something they were – that. Trey really talked about, before they come out here with a lot of emotion in his voice as far as, they felt like they let the community down with the football and the basketball last year, and they weren't going to let it happen this today.
Well, a lot of these kids saw their older brothers be part of some big state championships in 11, 12, 13. They took the reins, got to the finals last year, got second, came back and won a state championship. Four seniors end their careers on a high note with Trey O'Neill, of course, Sloan Baker, Brett Meyer and Chance Yeager. What an accomplishment that they've had, and what a run that they had here at the end today.
They did. It's tough, playing collegiate. They put so much pressure on you, make you look bad, 1 second, and then you come back and make a play. But, our seniors were great leaders. They were in football, they were in, basketball, and, now spring is, a week away after spring break for them to get their spring sports and get going. But, couldn't be happier for them. You go with Sloan, Brett, Trey, and Chance. They've taken their share of butt chewings in practice, and even during the games, last couple of days, most of them have got some type of chewing, and realize it's for the team good, and they got to take it, and remember that the words only kind of hurt for a second, and listen to the message.
Well, 60-48, Scott City wins. Scott City boys 3A state champions, Holcomb 4A Division II state champions. A fitting great ending for the season for the Great West Activity Conference, and a great fitting run here for Scott City 4 and 5 years here in the sports arena. And Coach, I really do appreciate it. Your fifth state championship in basketball. Thanks again for all the interviews all season long, and we'll see you around town.
All right, thanks, Adam. I appreciate it. I don't know if you're going to see me. I'm going to kind of take off a little bit and go hibernate and get the heck out of here. But you might see me on a mower at the rec, but you're not going to see me too much. But, enjoy the season and enjoyed working with you.
Yeah.
Big thanks to the community for the support. We have the biggest crowd, daily, routinely. And, our guys appreciate it. And that's one reason they played so hard, was because they felt like they kind of let everybody down.